When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I never remember what we're going to talk about. I should write things down for the tangent. I never know. I never know what we're going to do in the tangent.
The tangent.
What did I want to talk about? I can't remember.
Tangy cat.
No, I don't want to talk about Tangy cat. No. No, hit the intro, Rufio.
It's the tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Tangy cat. That is disgusting. If you listen to the show this morning, then you know that the office smells like an infection of some kind. And I think it's because someone decided to warm up some form of rancid fish or meat or something in the microwave, which the microwave itself is a science experiment.
Yes.
I mean, that in itself should be either admitted to science, like donated to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Northwestern. They should go study it. I mean, God knows what's growing in there. I won't even warm my coffee in it. It's disgusting. Well, but then we live in a society. This is a community, okay? Like, we have to start thinking of one another. And you cannot warm up fish in the office.
Ever.
It's fucking disgusting.
It is.
So gross. I can never remember what I want to talk about on this thing, though. I got to start taking notes or something. Or, I don't know, get a scribe. Maybe I should make Ben just sit in here all morning and just write that down.
Yeah.
Write that down. Because
yes.
I have the attention. And like, Kaylin gets so upset with me because I don't remember details about, I don't remember her shoe size and, like, what day she's on vacation. I'm like, Kaylin, I love you, but, like, I can't remember what I had for dinner last night.
my
brain
too.
Just, it's not even I have a bad memory. It's just, I don't know. There's just a lot going on in this head of mine.
Oh, yeah.
A lot going on in this brain of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever have moments, like, I don't know if they wouldn't be called deja vu necessarily, but, like, do you ever have moments where you, it's almost like out of body? Like, this morning I'm in the shower and I'm like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was almost like, oh, wow, like, this is my life happening real time. That ever happened to you? Like, because you, I don't know. It was almost like I was one step behind me. Like, it's hard to describe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, it hit me. Oh, wow. Like, this is all happening real time. Maybe because I was still halfway sleeping or something, but it just, I don't know how to describe the feeling, but oh, okay. Because I guess when you're going through your life, you don't necessarily take the time to be like, oh, I'm inside of here doing this thing. You just do it.
It's like happening
autopilot.
Right now.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Right. And I had that moment this morning, and I was just like, oh, like, I don't know. There are aspects of life that go by so quickly. And then sometimes you'll have these, like, I guess the only way I could describe it is out of body moment where you're like, oh, now it's happening very slowly, like right in front of me. Yeah. You ever have that?
I do have that. I've had that before. I have a lot of deja vu, but I also have times where I just, like, think to myself, like, well, I could have been a cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, but no, I'm a human. Like, I could have been the dog. I could have been Lux. Like, my dog's just chilling, living rent free. Yeah. Hopping off the bed, eating when he wants.
That's me.
Pooping when he wants.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, I'm a whole human. I got to really get up and pay taxes. So that's the type of stuff.
But you don't do that anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Excuse me. I pay taxes. I don't pay tolls.
Oh. Well, you pay.
There's a difference.
The only tax you're paying is the one they just take automatically.
Well, yes. I still pay it.
I guess that counts. Do you ever think about that, though? Like, and maybe this isn't because I'm a thinker or because of my anxiety or whatever, but do you ever think, like, why did I get to be born me? And I don't mean me like my life's so great, because trust me, I have all kinds of problems. But like, I don't know, like, why did I get born into with my mom, who's awesome, and dad, and like great family, and like why did I get a lot of advantages and yet other people don't? Like, how do you get born as LeBron James?
Right.
And then even if you are born as LeBron James, like, he didn't have a whole lot until he was LeBron James, you know? So like, how do you have the awareness to know that you're just that damn good at whatever and to stick with it? And then how many people don't have that awareness or don't have the right coach or the right support? Like, how many other LeBron Jameses are out there who will never learn about because they weren't born in the United States or they weren't? Nobody. I don't know. I know this is a rabbit hole. Like, we should probably all take a gummy and have this conversation. But I think about this all the time. Like, who decides? And then in my crazy brain, I believe that if you fuck up the current life, then you come back in a less desirable life.
Oh.
That's what I know there's probably no basis for that. And maybe somewhere deep rooted in Catholicism or saints or reincarnation or maybe that's where this comes from. But I believe that if you squander your life, then why would you be given another opportunity at the same or better life? I feel like if you do good in this life, then you get a better one next. But I don't know. Kaylin and I have had this conversation before, and she says, well, I don't believe you could ever go backwards. But I think you obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, I would have to think that you could go backwards, because what's the penalty in being a jackass for your whole life?
Right. That's a good point.
You also believe in this multiverse thing where, like, there's Fred, you, but then there's another alternate Fred that is this, like, oh, this one went to law school and this one went to whatever.
I wouldn't say I necessarily believe it's happening, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were other planets that were clones of ours and, like, another you and another me and another Jason. We were all born at the same time on the same day on another planet, but, like, what if someone took a different direction? Like, I don't know. What if I had gone to law school, or what if I had done this or had done that, or what if I'd taken this left turn or that right turn instead? You know, and then I think maybe someday everyone gets evaluated on, like, the choices that they made with the life that they were given. I do think about that sometimes.
I've been having a lot of, like, moments recently where I feel like I'm in a simulation where, like, I feel like I'm always being watched. And, like, I'll say something, like, to Kiki. Like, I'll be like, oh, Kiki, like, I wish Mike would, like, blah, blah, blah. And then I get home and I feel like he knows it because, like, he says something about it or he acts a certain way. And I'm like, wait, am I, like, Truman Show? Like, am I, like, is someone watching me? But that's been happening a lot to me
lately. I just called Mike. I'm sorry.
Thank you, girl. Thanks for backing me up on that.
I'm kidding, but yeah.
That's interesting. I think for me, it's kind of like I'm living in this space where it's like, why me? And I mean that in the sense of, like, this job, for example, right? Or like they say, right place, right time, or whatever it might be. But I'm just like, out of all the people that, and I don't know if I'm getting deep with it too, but like all the people that could have been here and sitting in this seat, like where I work and what I do for a living, it's like they're is 100 other Paulinas out there, probably better than me, you know what I'm saying? And I think of it as like, why was I the one chosen? Like, what did I do right? Or what did I do that, like, put me in this position? I think about that a lot. Or just like even life situations, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I made this choice, so like, this is what happens and blah, 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 blah. But I think about that more than anything. And
yeah,
it's crazy.
That makes sense. You know? I mean, I talk a lot of shit, but like, the truth is, there are a million people that could have been given the opportunity to have this chair on this show. You know what I mean? Like, it was me because I knew, because I had some of the right people looking out for me. And obviously, I worked hard, and I guess I was decent. But, like, there were a lot of people that could have been chosen at that time for this job that were as good or better than me, probably way better, and didn't. And, you know, I think about it all the time in the radio business. Like, I know a lot of guys who are really talented, and they've had 8 jobs while I've had the one, knock on wood, in Chicago for 14 years. And it's like, it doesn't mean that, and granted, maybe they made bad decisions, or maybe they weren't, you know, great teammates, or maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of different things, but you know, you're right. Like, why are you given opportunities that it would appear other people aren't? Why are some people born into, you know, situations that aren't as desirable? I don't know. This is a whole rabbit hole conversation.
It is.
And then even from a spiritual standpoint, like, I don't know if we talked about this on or off the air, but you know, the Cal's Angels thing over the weekend, I emceed an event for them, and they raised millions of dollars for to support families who are enduring pediatric cancer, who are battling pediatric cancer. And I will never understand, not to get too deep about it, why a child should be taken from their parents in any context.
Oh,
I will never understand what the lesson is there. Because they say everything happens for a reason, there's something to be learned or whatever, but I don't – sure, you know, people pass away when they turn 90, you know, and you miss them and you think, wow, I need to make sure that I savor the moment and that I, you know, savor the people that are still here because they can leave. I get it. Like there's a circle of life or whatever you want to call it that, and there are lessons to be learned or reminders to be had. But that's one. There are certain things that happen in life. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Like why? What is to be learned from that? What is because that not only obviously takes away a young life, but also I've seen it so many times. It ruins the remaining lives.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are couples that are able to move on with their families, you know, if they have other kids or whatever, and they just obviously, you know, in memory of this person. I've also seen couples that they don't make it through and they divorce or their lives are, you know, forever tarnished in some way. I'll just never understand what the lesson is.
Yeah.
But I guess all you can do is the best you can with what you're given. Cook fucking fish in the microwave.
Yeah, please.
Honestly, that is like lack of
confidence. That's a waste of life right there.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't mean it. I don't mean the whole life. I just mean the life in general.
Your mom should have swallowed you.
Oh, my God.
I don't mean the whole life is a waste. I mean that was a wasted moment
that was
in
a
all
poor
of our
life
lives.
Decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right. Was, yeah. Right. Exactly.
Come on.
Oh, I know what I was going to say is I get these reports now of like who's listening to us on the stream or whatever. And it shows up, and you and I were doing this last week, Jason, but it shows up in this like raw data form on like an Excel spreadsheet. And for the fucking life of me, I don't know how to use Excel. I don't know. And I was talking to someone about this the other day who has like a more traditional job. I wouldn't survive.
Nope.
I don't know how to do anything. Because I've only had this job, and I granted there are things about this job that other people in a more normal office setting wouldn't know how to do. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think I can make a PowerPoint. I've done it before, but there was already one kind of set up, and I just sort of work within the
template.
You know, right.
Right.
I don't know how to use Excel. Nobody ever taught me. There's a ton of shit I don't know. I barely know how to work the fax machine, the copy machine out there.
Right.
I barely know how to use that.
I would be that person in Kiki's court today and been like, I'm the spokesperson of this department.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I lie about Excel all the time. Every job I've applied for, do you know how to use Excel? I am an expert.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue how to use Excel.
Excel will do some wild stuff that I could never even imagine it doing.
Yes.
But I love a good spreadsheet.
I know we had to fill that thing in like a couple weeks ago, that thing that Bossman sent us. It was on Excel. So it's like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
honestly, like I'm looking at this graph and I'm having to email the research people like, why isn't this working right? Like, how do you do this and that? And honestly, these people are like, are you a fucking idiot? They're not saying it to me, but I know they're thinking it.
Right.
Like, are you dumb? And I guess I am, because I truly do not know how to do like very basic things that everybody else in the whole world knows how to do. And I don't think I would survive outside of this fishbowl. And I'm.
It's literally a fishbowl out there. It smells like fish out there.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
What else are we going to talk about? Oh, I was going to tell my. Because Kiki, you haven't heard it.
Which one?
These guys have already heard it. The first pitch story about.
Oh,
but
yes.
But not the one I told on the air today.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so. So you know I want to throw out a Cubs first pitch, and for whatever reason, it's never happened. Not whatever reason. We don't carry the games. Another station group carries the games. And I guess as part of their licensing deal, nobody else from any other station group gets to do anything at Wrigley Field.
Oh, wow. That's stupid.
Which is, I don't know why they would agree to that, to be
right.
I don't know why the Cubs would agree to that. But anyway, that's what it is. So we've never covered, we don't have a station that covers the Cubs or plays the Cubs games. So I'll probably never get to do it, which sucks because a number of people have said, Fred, you're doing it. And it, honest to God, it would be like the coolest thing I could think of in my life. Because I grew up a Cubs fan, and then I got to live in Chicago. I never knew that was going to happen.
We've had Budweiser, Wintrust, and it was always like, you could be Christopher Frederick, guest of Budweiser.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, fuck no.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Yeah.
It's true.
It had nothing to do with Fred at all. It could have been Christopher Frederick, guest of Budweiser.
Oh,
no, like
God.
Several years ago, I said I wanted to do it, and Budweiser is a client, and they called the AE, the account executive, and said, we got him.
Yeah.
Like, we have a fucking lit sign in the outfield that's like 50 feet tall.
Right.
Maybe even, like, it's happening. Like, we're saying he's doing it, and they said no.
That's
and then Wintrust,
crazy.
Same thing,
mm-hmm.
was like, no, you can do it. Like, you're doing it. We get so many pitches a year, and we give them away to employees, and you can have one. And I was like, amazing. Nope.
What?
Nope.
You couldn't even pretend to be a bank teller?
I do the commercials. My
What's
voice is on the
on?
Cubs commercials.
Right.
Oh.
And I still can't do it. Anyway,
it
but
sounds personal.
It does, doesn't it? It's starting to feel that. And I'm a real fan, too. But anyway, but we were on, we've been on in the Carolinas in various capacities for a long time. We were on in Greensboro at the time. And the Winston-Salem Dash is the AA or AAA affiliate of the Sox. Mm-hmm. They're like two levels away, one or two levels away from, like, you know, playing at Comiskey over here. And I got to do it twice, two first pitches. And the first time was at whatever, first pitch, fine. Second time, the first time was the one where the guy didn't speak English, and I talked to him for 15 minutes, and he never responded to me. And I'm like, this guy's a fucking dickhead. And I even said that to the person that worked for the team. I'm like, why is this guy such an asshole? He's not even in the bigs yet. And they're like, oh, no, he doesn't speak English.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Like, he just got here from the Dominican Republic. He landed, like, this morning. I'm like, oh, fuck, sorry. I didn't know. I mean, somebody could have told me.
Right.
They all saw me talking to the man. I know a little bit of Spanish. I could have at least done that. So the second year, I go, and you know, you go, they bring you down, you stand on the field, and they're like, hey, there are two first pitches tonight. You're the pitch. But there's one before, and it's to honor veterans.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay, all right. So they wheel this guy onto the field, and he's like next to me, and he has like his physical therapist is with him and his family. And this guy was probably in his mid to late 80s. I think he was in World War II, Vietnam, like a real hero.
Oh my God.
Truly in a wheelchair, like true American hero. And they're like, he's going to go first, and then you're going to go. I'm like, great. And I met this man. I'm like, nice to meet you. Shook his hand. Like, thank you for your service. It was wonderful. His family was very kind. So they go, and now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome, you know, what he is, captain, lieutenant, whatever, veteran of foreign wars. And so his physical therapist wheels him out to the, and everyone stands up in the crowd and claps, of course. You know, this is a wonderful thing. And they wheel him out and they turn him, you know, they can't put him on the mound, but they put him in front of it. And what I didn't realize was that he had been working with his physical therapist for months and months and months to be able to stand for this event and throw the ball. Because he was, you know, he was disabled. He couldn't do it. And so they wheel him out, and everyone's standing, and they're like, this is cool. And then none of us realized that he was going to stand and throw the ball. And so he starts to stand, and everyone's like, oh, and then he couldn't. Aww. And so he'd, like, sit. And then it took about 5 minutes, I'm not embellishing, of complete and total silence.
Yeah.
And people start weeping. Because, and then finally he stands up, and he throws the ball a little ways, and the crowd is just like, goes crazy for this man. It was such a nice, special moment. It really was, like, very emotional. He did it, you know, and he got a smile on his face. And, you know, he had that hat on that all the old veterans have, you know, like, whatever. And the whole time I'm like, this is so nice, but I want to go home.
Right.
Like, because then it's like, here, I'm like, I even said to the person that works for the team, I'm like, you know what? We can just, it's cool. Like, I don't need to do it. Like, that was a wonderful thing. Like, let's just leave it right at that. Oh, no. They wheel him off and they're like, and now this asshole from the radio. And people are like,
oh, no.
Like, nobody cared.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, how do you follow that?
Right. Why would they give him his own night?
That's what I'm saying.
That's the least they can do.
Like, why you set me up like that?
And you would have been okay with that.
I would have. I wanted to leave.
I know.
Right. Or do you first, and then.
No, seriously. Yeah. Like, I could never follow that.
No.
And then it's like, and now, asshole from the radio. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Really? You just strutting out to the field. Wheelchair. No, right. Dude,
someone sent me a video today of it, and I like didn't even get all the way to the mound. I walked about halfway out through it, like tossed it at the guy and then ran away. I'm like, I didn't want to do it anymore. I'm like, this is terrible. This man can have his own pitch, his own thing. It was so nice and emotional, and my dumbass has to go out there like an idiot, and I didn't want to do it. But I did it anyway.
I know. They could have let that man have his own life.
Honestly.
That's the least they can do.
They should have.
Yeah.
They should have. It was a touching moment. It really was a touching moment.
Of course.
But I had no business being there whatsoever. Well, and yeah, you're right. I should have been the first one. Okay, here's the radio guy. Okay, cool radio guy. And
you're
then
the
I do it. And then, right. And then the main event.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't know they even had multiple people throwing out a pitch at once.
They'll do that, yeah.
Oh, if you go to the Cubs game, they're doing first pitches for 20 minutes.
Guess of this, guess of that.
Which is what makes it even worse that I can't get one.
Yeah.
Because there's like 50 first pitches and then the first pitch.
To me, that's not special, right? It should just be the first pitch.
No, like they'll do the last one is like the famous person or the well-known person or the politician or whatever. But before that, it will be like people that won contests to go out and do it. Mm-hmm. And they won't even let me do that.
Maybe if you insert a
honestly, I bet you they probably it's probably like the FBI or the CIA or something. They know. I walk in and be like, oh no, not this guy. Nope, get the veteran.
Right.
Get the veteran. God. Wheel him out here again. Here comes this guy again. I'll be like, dude, you already did this to me once.
I know.
That was the first time I ever tried to leave a public engagement. Just right in the middle of it, I was like, okay, I got it. No, please don't make me go out there.
Yeah, that was kind of bogus.
But I did. Anyway, so you know what? He was an American hero. He deserved all the glory. I deserve none.
Yeah.
I'm just a smutty radio DJ.
Oh, my God.
One day, I have my fingers crossed it'll happen for you.
Maybe.
Same. I've been praying on it for you.
Have you guys had any, like, public event sort of moments where you thought you were the star and then it was like, oh. By the way, I never thought I was the star. Like, frankly, I don't even think anybody knew who the hell I was throwing out this pitch. I never thought that. But, like, I've never quite been upstaged, and I deserve to be upstaged by this man, but I've never quite been upstaged like that. Have you, Kiki?
Upstaged? Me?
Never. What kind of question is
one
that?
One time me and Beyonce were in the same room, and they just wouldn't get off me.
Yeah. Oh, she got upstaged by Kiki Palmer that one time.
Oh, I sure did. Tell them, Rufio. Tell them the story.
It was the day of Paulina's baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki and I both had to work a Jewel Osco event. And then I was at one and then was going to Paulina's baby shower. And then Kiki was leaving and going to hers. And then they were back to back. And I looked at the event plan that they send out. I was like, oh, where's Kiki going to be at? And then the part-timer, the whatever, promotions tech that's working there, she's like, oh, I'm so excited. Kiki Palmer's going to be at this next Jewel Osco.
You said
Kiki Palmer? She's like, yeah, it's here in the email. I look, I was like, girl, you're going to meet Makeitha Hampton. Ain't no Kiki Palmer going to Jewel Osco.
So, yes, that was the one time.
this part-timer was so excited. He's like, wow. Oh, the next one. I was like, oh, sorry, you're going to be Kiki. Oh, you're not meeting no Kiki Palmer.
Poor girl.
The Cal's Angels over the weekend. Surprise. Robbie Gould was there, who was a kicker for the Bears for a long time. And so he did some stuff with it too, and nice guy. But a couple of people were asking for pictures with him, and people were into him, obviously. But a couple of times, people came up to me and were like, "Hey, we listen every morning. Can we take a picture?" And then they'd stick the phone in his face to take the picture.
Hell yeah!
And
by the end of the night, I was giving him shit about it. I'm like, I didn't have to play NFL at all. I didn't have to do shit. Look at me. But it reminded me of a story of there's a guy who I don't know. You'd call him a friend. I'm not sure anymore. But Steve Smith was a wide receiver. He retired. Played for the Panthers. Played for the Ravens. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. And he, at the time, was like at the top of his game when I was living in Charlotte. And we somehow became friends. And we went out one night to the club. And this dude, like, keeps a very low profile. He doesn't talk to that many people. Like, he doesn't have that many friends. Like, he's an acquired taste. A wonderful guy. But, like, not for everybody. He doesn't like everybody, and he doesn't give a shit.
No.
So we're trying to get into this club, and obviously we weren't going to wait in line because they knew who he was, and he was wearing a hat or whatever. And he's kind of a little guy.
Yeah.
And so we get to the top of the escalator about to go in this club, and these women start screaming. And Steve's like, fuck. You know, like, we're going to have to do this. You know, because he's like, oh, they spotted me. Because he was, like, the mayor of Charlotte.
Oh, yeah, he was big time.
He was a superstar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these girls screaming, they come over, they stick the phone in his face and go, Fred, take a picture with you. So this future NFL Hall of Famer, and he looks at me like, you fucking dick. And so, they had no idea. They had no idea who was taking the picture. And finally, he takes the picture, and I'm like, do you know who's taking the picture?
Right.
And they're like, no, who's that? Your buddy? I'm like,
oh, your buddy.
And then he's looking at me like, don't do it. Like, just let it go. I'm like, all right. But yeah. So the Hall of Famer, Took a picture of me and a bunch of randoms.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I was like, boy, you have no idea how much you fucking did not stand on business here. Like you completely missed the boat. Like, I should be taking a picture of you and that guy. But anyway.
Then later on, Fred found those people in the club and was like, here's your money. Thanks for screaming my name out there.
That's the worst, though, when you try to explain who they are. Like, if they don't know, just let it go. Don't try to be like, do you know?
Because if I had been like, that's Steve Smith, it would have hit them, and then it would have been, holy fuck. But, like, at that point, he was like, you know what, just let him go. But I had that happen to me the other day. We were speaking to the money. We were in Raleigh. I was in Raleigh, and all the suits from Raleigh, all the Raleigh suits were there, and we're relatively new there, so I don't expect people are starting to figure out about our show and listen and stuff. The ratings are starting to get better, but no one knows who the fuck we are in Raleigh, and especially not like one-on-one.
Right.
And so we go to a restaurant, and we're waiting in the bar, and all the suits were waiting for our table, and the general manager of the restaurant comes over and says, excuse me, are you Fred? In front of all of these impressionable people who have spent the whole day telling me why our show isn't number one. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I'm the general manager of this restaurant. Like, these drinks are on me. My daughter and I, we bond over you. It was the sweetest story.
Aww.
She's 11. She doesn't really talk to me except when we're listening to the Fred show and waiting by the phone and this whole thing. And these suits are looking at me like, you fucking paid this guy, didn't you? And I'm like, no. But the timing was impeccable.
Yes.
Like, it could have been no better. And so the guy gives me his card, and I wrote him later and was like, you have no idea what you did. Because all these people would spend the whole day being like, well, you know, people would listen to you if you did all this different stuff. And then this dude, it was perfect. And I love him.
Yes,
perfect timing.
Amazing.
Couldn't have been any better.
Mm-mm. Look at that.
So sometimes God, you know, is looking out for me.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times, like on the dating apps, he's not. He's definitely not. In my personal life, I think he thinks it's funny. I think I am his Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
He sits back and like, this fucking clown.
Yes.
But then every now and again, he giveth. Like in the restaurant when
That's
the manager
right.
knows who I am in front of the right people. Yeah. Anyway. All right.
Nice.
Well,
nice feeling.
Anything else you want to add? Anything? Nobody?
No. Nope.
I think we're like Gucci.
It's a good tangent.
We are Gucci.
I think that was, I would give that a 7.
7 out of 10, maybe.
We've done some that I think were like 3s, and people write emails and they're like, they love it. That's another thing that that's probably a tangent for another day. But we'll do stuff, and we'll think it up, and we'll have big ideas, and we'll do it, and no one says shit.
Oh yeah.
And then somebody like farts on the air, and it's like the funniest thing anyone's ever heard.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. The fucking foghorn. Like if I hear about the foghorn one morning, it's a stupid sound effect when there's fog outside. And people be like, where's the foghorn? I'm like, dude, I just gave $17 billion to charity, and you don't care. You don't want to hear a fucking foghorn. Like, we sat around for weeks coming up with this idea,
right.
And no one says a word.
No one cares.
And then it's like, remember that one time that, you know, I'm like, what? No? But I don't care. Whatever people like, that's what we're here
that's
for.
That's right. We're here for you.
We try and put a lot of different things out there, and hopefully someone likes one of them.
Hey, sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't.
That's it. Like, I don't have to be your favorite on this show. It can be anyone else. It doesn't matter. People are like, man, there's a lot of people on that show.
No,
I'm like,
shit.
Yeah, there are a lot of people on that show. I just need everyone to like one person. That's it. And it doesn't have to be me. It can be any of you. As long as someone likes one. And shit, we get enough representation in here, so don't tell me that we don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got gay,
we
straight,
yep.
We got Bye. Black, white, whatever Rufio is,
Asian,
Filipino.
Right.
That's Kiki. Kiki's Asian.
I am.
A Korean queen.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, apparently you're Korean now.
Yes.
It's fine. I mean, whatever.
K-pop Kiki.
That's me.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Whatever it takes, Kiki, whatever it takes. It's The Tangent. Thanks for listening.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day.
At Mrs. Meyers, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.